Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Welcome to a playoff edition, a divisional round playoff edition of the 49ers Rush Podcast. I'm excited to today. I could not go live early enough. Woke up early, chippy. I love this comment from Don't Bother Me. What's up, Steven? He says, great show ahead. Hoping Petty JC is still in the building. I'm sorry, guys. Like, throughout this NFC playoff race, however far the 49ers are going to go, this is what you're going to get. I don't have respect. I don't have it. The Packers are a good team. I'm not trying to say that they aren't. And the fact that I'm, you know, being the title of the show, 49ers versus Packers, no fear, right? It has nothing to do with the Packers. Now, having said that, this entire episode, I'm going to go through and I'm going to try my hardest to prove why I feel the way I feel, okay? And I understand there's lots of shows out there and whatever, and you're going to get a lot of different stuff, and that's fine. This is an opinion-based thing. We're going to find out when the two teams show up on the field. But right here, David, he says, hashtag CC, love your mindset, John. The only ones who should be scared are the Packers fans and players. Go Niners. My feelings on this, nothing to do with the Packers. Has everything to do with the 49ers. Now, I've spent the last 3 hours, you know, lots of coffee. What's up? I was drinking, celebrating last night after, you know, the Cowboys lost, the Rams lost. Everything went right for the Niners, even though they weren't even playing. On top of that, I don't know if y'all saw this. The Rams played, had issues. It was delayed several hours. They got it safe. Not trying to, like, no ill will on anybody, but like, it was comical. This is kind of the way things are going for the Rams. Everybody got beat up. They lost, whatever else. This is a good game. It's the best game so far in the wild card round for sure. But I don't know, man. I feel strong and excited about this matchup. What's up? Love all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the absolute best. Yeah, Shad right here. I'm still laughing today. Rams and Dallas gone. Love it. What's up, Matthew, my man? Says hashtag CC Niners. Not at all surprised by the Cowboys debacle. Time to slice up Saturday night. Let's go slice some cheese. He even got the emoji in there. What's up, man? Appreciate that. What's up, Mike C? You see I'm drinking the coffee from the amazing cup. Really appreciate that, my man. This is just a day of celebration. The 49ers have done everything that they could do to get to where they are and to have the opportunities afforded to them that has taken place. This is awesome. Right here, 49ers Holic, be absolutely shocked if it's not the Lions in the championship game. That'd be awesome. That'd be incredible. I think they've made it to the NFC championship game one time in their entire franchise history. 49ers have been there three out of 4 years. It's just, it's a weird playoff setting for the NFC. And I think that it's a testament to how down the NFC is. I just think that's where it is right here. No need to hope. I'm absolutely certain Petty JC will be in the building. Oh man, it's not going away. And I know that I'm not usually, my demeanor is not usually this kind of whatever, but it's not going anywhere. What's up, Agoras? How you doing, man? Excited to party with you this weekend. He's one of the winners of our trivia competition we did for the tailgates this week. So Agoras going to come out. Excited to meet you in person. Love it. What's up, Kevin? Love it. Faithfulest. That is awesome. Oh, Sid, how we doing? Love the pettiness. I appreciate it. Hey, Kim, how we doing, guys? Love you guys. Glad you're here. So I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's do this. Why are the 49ers not worried, or why should the 49ers not be worried? Well, one, this is the first 7 seed in the history of the NFL. This is a new playoff format that was adopted just a couple years ago in the new CBA. First 7 seed ever to win a playoff game. Thank you, Cowboys, for making dreams come true for the little guy. That's what they do. And so, you know, if we're looking, it's awesome. This story is great. You know, the Packers were basically done for. I think there was a point in the year where they were what, like 3-6 Yeah, they were 3-6 at one point in the year. And then they started rattling off a lot of wins. Now, a lot of that has to do with their division that they're in. I know the Lions are good, but everybody else in that division was struggling. Vikings, they were able to take advantage of. Whenever you look at their wins, their last 3 regular season wins, Panthers, Vikings with Nick Mullins, Bears. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Now, you got to win the games that are ahead of you and on your schedule, and you don't pick that, but it's not like they were out there, you know, slaying juggernauts and whatever else. That's not what has happened. And the Cowboys of the playoffs, as we all know, not a damn juggernaut at all. Now, there's a lot of history between these two teams, the 49ers and the Packers. In fact, they have played each other 10 times in postseason. This predates the Super Bowl as well. If you're just looking at playoff matchups, that's a little bit different. But shout out to Eric Branch. He broke this down. He always does great work. So the most postseason matchups in NFL history now will belong to the 49ers and the Packers. Now, there are several teams, especially the NFC, that have 9 matchups. You have the 49ers and Cowboys. They played 9 times. Rams, Cowboys, 9 times. Packers, Cowboys, 9 times. So you're seeing a common theme. 49ers and Cowboys and Packers, these are the teams that play each other. And that's just the way the NFC has been. Really is. Now, since Shanahan showed up in 2017 and LaFleur showed up in 2019, they've coached together. We broke down a little bit last episode just about, you know, the coaching tree and how, you know, LaFleur was with Shanahan, I think, for 8 consecutive years coaching underneath him, learning. 8 years is a long time. That's a long time. And so he's been around. He's a Shanahan light, part of the coaching tree, all those things. But they played each other. They're 3-2. Shanahan has 3 wins. LaFleur has 2 wins. Now, if you look at the playoffs, Kyle Shanahan's 2-0 in the playoffs against him. So the only 2 wins that LaFleur has, those were regular season wins. So we're 2-0 against them in the postseason with both these coaches, but we've beat them the last 4 consecutive times in the postseason. Those were all Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers went 0-4 against the 49ers for his career with the Packers. Now, if we look at those 4 postseason games, you know, I'm not sure there's a lot to take away from this, but I thought it'd be interesting just to highlight the scores of these games. You've won 45-31, 23-20, 37-20, and 13-10. So you've had 2 kind of blowout wins, and you've had 2 close game wins. One of those was the terrible weather game. That was the most recent one. And so it's interesting. These teams have history. There's lots of similarities. The offense is dead on close to the same damn thing. And so this is a big thing because for LaFleur, he has not been able to get past Shanahan in the playoffs. 2 exits already, and that was with MVP quarterback play. Now, Jordan Love's great. I really, really, really like Jordan Love, and I love this Jordan Love to, you know, Brock Purdy, whatever. I love everything about it. I think it's going to be what the NFL is going to be talking about for a long time. This is the new quarterback, you know, what we're going to be seeing in the NFC. Dak Prescott's probably not going to be a part of this. It's going to be Brock Purdy and Jordan Love. Now, this is a chart that measures quarterback efficiency starting week 9 going through the wild card weekend. And if you look at this, the further right you are, the better you are. The top you are, the better. So the top right is the best that it gets. And sure enough, Brock Purdy and Jordan Love, Brock Purdy's the best there is. But they're in a category to their own. Third would be Dak Prescott. Then you see CJ Stroud. Nick Mullins has actually made an appearance on this chart as well. But the thing to take away from this is Brock Purdy and Jordan Love are playing the best in the NFL currently as pocket passers and efficient quarterbacks. Now, the caveat to this chart is this. This is a week 9 all the way to week 18. If you did weeks 1 through 8, Jordan Love would be at the bottom of this damn list. it took him a while to flip the switch and to get to where he is playing now, but he's playing great now. Brock, Jordan Love's playing amazing. Like, I'm not trying to take anything away from him. Now, the fact that he is playing so damn good, and this is what bothers me on social media and people like, oh, we're scared and blah, blah, blah. And oh my gosh, Niners have to play their best game. That's total bananas, man. Almost let a cuss word slip right there. Look, Brock Purdy's been doing this longer than Jordan Love has. Brock Purdy already has twice as many playoff wins than Jordan Love does. Jordan Love is older with less experience. And even at the height of Jordan Love's game this year, if you know, smaller sample size, but if you take the best of the best, he still is not as efficient as Brock Purdy is at any point, at any point. So if you're one of those people that's sitting there and you're listening to somebody say, oh, Jordan Love, if he's going to play like this, then, oh, the Niners are in trouble. Calm the hell down. One, we are not the Cowboys defense. Two, Jordan Love has to play against the 49ers defense. Brock Purdy has to play against the Packers defense. And if you can't understand what that means, I'm going to lay it out for you because they're not one and the same. They're not even close to one and the same. The Packers defense is not good, has not been good, is not good. Yeah, you had a good performance against Dak Prescott and playoff pick six Dak Prescott, whatever else. But you look at that game, Cowboys still scored 32 points against the Packers in the wild card round. They had over 500 yards offense, the Cowboys did. They were able to capitalize on turnovers and terrible coaching from Mike McCarthy, terrible, you know, quarterback performance from Dak Prescott. Like every single year, those two things happen. And so they were able to win, and rightfully so. The Packers kicked their butt, but still, you gave up 32 points as a defense, the Packers, and 500 total yards. Like, it's not like it was like the offense was able to carry them. Now, why was the offense able to carry them? The Cowboys linebackers are absolutely horse manure. It was one of the worst linebacker games I have seen in a long time, which is saying a lot because I do watch a lot of Cowboys games.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Well, let's look at the 49ers linebackers. Best in the NFL. The best in the NFL. So you've got to understand, look, Jordan Love's incredible. He is great. And if there is one advantage that the Packers have over the 49ers, I think it is only one thing that I've found so far. It's pass blocking. They are a much better pass blocking team than the 49ers are. That is not even up for debate. Pro Football Focus, you want to look at analytics, you want to look at personnel, don't care. They've got that. Pass blocking, check. That goes to the Packers. Every single other special teams even goes to the 49ers. Quarterback play goes to the 49ers. Running back, right? Aaron Jones is incredible. Guess what? Not as good as Christian McCaffrey. Not. He is not. Coaching. Their coach is great. He was taught by our guy. We got Obi-Wan, baby. We got Obi-Wan over here. You see what I'm saying? Like, It's just different. Now, Any Given Sunday is a real thing. I'm not trying to discount that. But I am here to say, if you're hearing a narrative, the 49ers got to play a perfect game, or the 49ers should be scared, or, man, the 49ers better watch out. No. That does not apply to these two teams, because the 49ers are the best team in the NFC, hands down by a mile. They are literally the number one seed. You are literally playing the seventh seed. Now, somebody's sitting there saying, well, they just beat the two seed. Did you see what we did when we played the two seed? Do you remember 42-10? Do you remember 42-10? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, they are the two seed. The Cowboys were the second best team in the NFC this year. That don't matter. 1 and 2, there's a gap between those two teams. The 49ers and the Cowboys, not the same. One of these things is not like the other. I learned that from an early age, baby. And that's 49ers Cowboys. They do not belong in this conversation. They don't belong at all. I saw a stat this morning. The last time that the Dallas Cowboys advanced past the divisional round in the NFC playoffs, Marvin Harrison Sr. was still at Syracuse College. So the last time Marvin Harrison Sr. was still in college, got drafted, won a Super Bowl, sat out the mandatory 5 years. Now he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, had a kid, and now his son is going to be drafted, all in the span before the Cowboys have made it back to the NFC Championship. That was from a Dallas blogger. I forget the name. I want to give him credit, but he's a big time guy, I think. So he's got plenty of credit. You take that for what you will. Let's get to some more questions. I want to see. Sorry, I know I got a little off. Whatever. Here we go. Michael, I don't envision the Packers playing that good in back-to-back weeks. Yeah, they really haven't done that. You know, you look at. So let's just look at this recent stretch. Okay, let's go backwards for the Packers. You beat up on the Cowboys 48-32. Anytime you put up 48 points, and I felt like the Packers could have put up 100, they could not be stopped. Micah Parsons. Not it, bro. Not it. You can't constantly lay goose eggs in the playoffs year after year after year and be a great. You can't do that. And that's all he's done. Goose eggs. Same thing with CeeDee Lamb. You remember the first time we knocked CeeDee Lamb out of the playoffs? He had one catch for like 20 yards. It's just not it. Not a great player. Just not a great player. He's good, and he can put up stats during the regular season, which is what Jerry Jones hangs his hat on. Good players show up at the best times. You don't disappear. Anyway, you win that game 48-32. The last game, and this was a win and in. Most important game. They barely beat the Bears at home by one touchdown. They won by 8 points, 17-9. Like, not good. Then they blew out the Vikings. That was huge, 33-10. Then they barely beat the Panthers by 3 points. You gave up 30 points to the Panthers. I wonder if that's the most points the Panthers have scored all year. Let me see here. I'm going to look this up. Yep, sure is, by a considerable margin. So this is this month. This is 3 weeks ago, ladies and gentlemen. This team gave up 30 points to the Packers. I'm sorry, to the Panthers. Like, and that's the thing. I understand. We all watch the same game. The Packers blow out the Cowboys. And it's like, damn, this is a good football team. And they are. They're 9-8. They're a 7 seed. They're above average. They're trending the right ways. But, like, context matters. You gave up 30 points to the Panthers? That is the only time the Panthers broke 30 points all year. All year. Like, it's not, these guys are not juggernauts. You look at their DVOA defensively, they're 27th. 27th. That's bottom six in the NFL. There's 32 teams. Not a good defense. They don't force turnovers. They do against Dak, but that's not forcing them. That's just Dak giving you turnovers. That's kind of what he does. And so then before that, you lost to Tampa Bay 20-34 at home. At home. Lost by two scores to Tampa Bay. Before that, you lost to the Giants. You created the freaking What was the quarterback's name? The Italian dude. I can't. It's on the tip of my tongue. But like the Packers created that, and you know that was Fugazi. Whatever. Like this is not a great team. Now before that, probably their 2 week best stretch, they beat the Chiefs by 8, and they beat the Lions by 7. That was their stretch. That was Thanksgiving week. That was their best football. That was their best football. So it's not even like they're playing their best football now. I don't think that they are. So I don't know. Can they string together another performance like they did, you know, against the Chiefs who are good and the Lions who are good? Can they do that? We'll see. I'm not so sure they can. What's up, the Big Waz? He says, nice hat. Yeah, this was the draft hat. I don't like it a lot, but it goes well with, like, whenever I wear black and red. You know, I got to coordinate. And I got my 49ers Rush Road Trip. This is my 2022 shirt that we did. And if you guys are coming out to the playoff game, y'all got to come party with us. We are finalizing all the details for our tailgate versus the Packers. Everything's set up. We're going to be over in the blue lot in our usual spot. Maps attached. Go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. It's going to be incredible. This is the premium of all premium tailgates. We have full bars, multiple bartenders. You want cocktails, all that stuff. We don't do low-end stuff. It's all high-end. We don't do well liquors. We don't do any of that. Nothing but the best. That's the whole idea. Now, there are cheaper tailgates out there, and I hope you know you can go find those and participate in whatever you see fit. But we are the premium tailgate. We go all out. We got TVs. We're going to be watching the early game at the early playoff game because the Niners got slotted for Saturday night. So we start serving at 1:30 the minute the parking lot's open. We get in early to set up, and so we will have everything ready for you when the parking lot opens to the public, ready to go. And it's rain or shine, don't care. We got tents covered for you. We got food unlimited, giveaways, competitions, all that stuff. We are not going to hold back this weekend. We are sparing no expense. This is going to be an absolute party. I'm so pumped. 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Go get your tickets. And as always, kids are free with a ticketed adult. And we always got extra prizes and competitions for the kiddos. That's very, very important to me. Right there, Goris, he's going to come out. Thank you. Looking forward to this as well. That's what I'm talking about. Alberto, he says, the Packers are going to go into the game on Saturday injured. Man, that was a tough game. And I think their best player on their team, Jordan Love, probably the quarterback. Number two is Jaire Alexander. He's been out several weeks and messed up his ankle in the third quarter of the Cowboys game. I never root for injuries, and I hope he gets healthy. But, like, let's be honest. He is their best defensive player. He's shaken up big time. And now, you know, he'll bounce in and out from slot, you know, to outside. He does a little bit of everything. He's like Demo, but I'd argue he's better than Demo. He's really, really good. A little bit of a head case, a little bit kind of crazy. DBs sometimes are. Man, I'd put Juwan Jennings out there and just tell him to go body that dude. That's what I would do. Let's test that ankle. Go get physical. Let him see what's going on. Now, the injury report, we'll monitor as that goes on, but you got to remember, not only is this a short week for the Packers, let's go to scheduling now. Let's talk about, you know, kind of what's going on here. Because you look at the schedule, the 49ers and the Packers is the only set game. That's it. It's the only set game. Nobody else knows who they're playing. The 49ers get the huge advantage there. Gigantic, in fact. And, you know, I'll turn it over to Kyle Shanahan real quick, talking about scouting all these wild card games and what their process is going to be. Yeah, just listen to the head coach.
We'll dabble in it all. I mean, we got to do something with that stuff when we'll go crazy as coaches. But, you know, hopefully we'll find out by Sunday. Starting to hit me that I don't think we can officially find out to maybe Monday because I know there's a Monday night game, so that'll be a little bit different. Haven't gone through that, so we'll definitely plan for all the possibilities and be halfway in on a bunch. And as soon as we get told, then we'll be 100% in.
And so there we go. And this just came across Ian Rappaport, Packers edge player Kingsley Inegbare. I remember him out of South Carolina. Is feared to have torn his ACL in yesterday's win over the Cowboys. Players called JJ and had carved out a nice rotational role. He wasn't a starter for them. He was kind of their Chase Young. You know, he was their third guy on the edge. He wasn't their starter, but he's got a lot of snaps. Let's see here. I should be able to pull this up. Let me look at how many snaps he's played this year and kind of what that's looked like. Yeah, right here. He's played 493 snaps. So Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith are their starters, but their number three guy is Kingsley Enagbare. He was getting more snaps than Lucas Van Ness, who was their first-round pick, and he was better in almost every category than Lucas Van Ness. So he's kind of their number three guy. Now, they do have a lot of depth because, like I said, Preston Smith, Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness, Colby Wooden, like, they've got guys, but this is a huge depth. You know, we're losing Cleveland Farrell. They just lost one of theirs, too. And back to this schedule, you know, the 49ers, you get plus 7 days rest. And that doesn't even count the guys that didn't play because they were banged up. Eric Armstead, Brock Purdy just resting. You know, anybody else that had any type of injury designation whatsoever, Ambry Thomas, on and on and on. All those guys are going to be good to go. Now, Green Bay, this is what's crazy. If y'all have never traveled a lot, you know, I just fly out to these games and throw parties. Whenever I get back, I'm exhausted. These guys got to fly all over the place. Now, they're flying a little bit more premium. I'm Southwest. A-list. Come on now. Don't go light on me. But, like, their travel's a little bit different than mine. But, still, you play against the Cowboys on Sunday. You fly all the way back to Wisconsin, right? And you're up there in Green Bay. And then you got to fly all the way out to California. On top of that, this is their fourth road game out of the last five. The Packers are going all over the place. That's it, wears on you. And if you are injured, plane rides suck. They are terrible. Now, the good news is we did get the late game, the 8:15 p.m. on Fox, which is nice. That's 5 p.m. So, again, back to our tailgate and kind of all those things. We will be starting at 1:30, which is the earliest they'll open up the gates and all that stuff. We'll be good to go. So 3.5 hours before kickoff is when our party starts. We start set up at 4.5 hours before. But then on top of that, and we're talking NFC Championship now, you get a plus 1 day rest because right now you've got the Lions, and they're going to be playing or hosting the winner of the 4-5 matchup, the Eagles or the Bucks.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You get an extra day on top of that. So the 49ers, and again, don't have to travel. You know, those teams will have to travel to us. And Detroit, Tampa, or Philly, that's not a short flight. Not a short flight at all. And so you keep talking about the advantages. That's what I care about, the advantages. Where do the Niners have the advantage? It's everywhere. It is everywhere, including home field. Talk to us, Brock.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I think we have the best fan base in the NFL. Obviously, if we were on the road, man, they'd show up and travel. But to be home is huge for us. And to be able to play and perform in front of our own home fan base and the faithful, it's going to be special for us. So we're excited, and we're going to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fans, all that stuff, being in Levi's. It's just advantage on advantage on advantage. It really, really is. Ed, what's up, my man? He says, terrible matchup for the Packers. Love it. They haven't matched up well with us. They really, really haven't. Right here, Steven says, the only advantage I give the Packers is they have no stigma lingering, meaning no pressure to win, just play ball. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you're talking about how long can they go without playoff wins? I know that they just got one, but the divisional round is not what gets you to where you want to be. And this was probably my biggest advantage, was for the 49ers in playoff experience. Now, there's different ways to look at this, right? You look at the experience between these two teams. The Packers are the youngest team in the NFL. The youngest. They're the youngest team to ever win a playoff game. I saw this posted. Their average age on their roster is 25 years old. 214 days. Young. They are young. Now, they just beat the Cowboys. That was their first playoff win since 2020, right? No playoff wins last year. No playoff wins in 2021. They won one playoff game in 2020. Then they got beat. So I went through and I was like, all right, let's look at this team, their starters. I didn't go through their whole entire roster. And let's try to see how many of these guys have been around for more than two playoff wins, okay? And again, you know, that's just kind of playoff wins. I want to know if these guys know how to win playoff games. That's what's important. Not necessarily playoff games, because they know how to lose, because that's what they've done. But now they've got one win. So how many of the starters on their team have more than one win before yesterday against the Cowboys? Three offensive starters out of 11 and six defensive starters. That's way better. So on the defensive side, they've got more depth. Then I was curious, like, all right, cool, let's go do that with the 49ers team. And I was like, well, the Niners have had a lot of success, so let's double it. How many of the 49ers starters have experienced four or more playoff wins? And this is crazy, right? So 9 out of 22 starters for the Packers experienced two or more playoff wins. 10 offensive starters. 10. There's only one starter on the 49ers offense that doesn't have more than two playoff wins. You know who that is? It's Brock Purdy. He's got two. That's it. All 11s, all of them. Every single one of them has been on a team that has experienced those plays. Defensively, out of 11, nine have more than four playoff wins. The only ones that didn't, Chase Young and Jair Brown. That's it. Now, if Logan Ryan starts, well, that's 10, you know. And again, I'm on offense, I'm expecting Joe Feliciano to start, which he has those. Burford does not. Burford would be 9. But you're talking 19 out of 22 starters have twice the playoff wins. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's different. The coaching staff, the players, experience is so much. It's not everything. But you're coming into our house. We have all the experience. You're the young bucks. And you're good. And I think that these two teams are going to be playing each other in the playoffs lots more times in the foreseeable future. That's awesome. But they're the 7th seed. They're experienced. They're young, inexperienced. I don't know, man. There is a lot. And, you know, I want to go back to Kyle here. And it's time to transition to playoff mode, which all these guys know, because they've all done it so many times. The Packers haven't.
That's really what we talked about all week. Having that playoff mindset, knowing the level that we have to play at coming in a couple weeks. And that's why it was so important for us to get a lot out of this week. You know, we had to practice that way. We talked about it a lot last night at our team meeting and set the schedule for the week. And guys are going to have tomorrow off, but we'll come here Tuesday, treat it like a day after game on Tuesday, and get going.
There we go. That's it. Time to get going. It's time. You've had 2 days off. Now it's time to go. And while the Packers are flying, you're practicing. You already built in your game plan. Your game plan is built by now. Probably by the end of today, the 49ers offense, defense, special teams, everything, that the whole game plan is going to be coached out. And then, you know, typically you go Wednesday's your first practice, Thursday's second hard practice, Friday walkthrough, then you travel or whatever else. Guess what? You just bump it up a day. Tuesday's first practice, Wednesday's second hard practice, Thursday's walkthrough, Friday's team meetings and whatever else. And then you got your game Saturday with extra days off. Sonia, what's up? She says, looking forward to seeing Kyle Shanahan coach a game that gets back to who the 49ers are. Run heavy game. Defense shuts it down. I love it. And, you know, somebody asked me what I think, you know, Kyle Shanahan in big games. This ain't a big game. That's another reason why I feel this way. This is not a big game for the 49ers, right? If you are a Kyle Shanahan critic and you're just like, oh, he always chokes in the big game, this ain't a big game for the Niners. It's not. We have not lost in the divisional round since Shanahan showed up. Not. 3-0. 3-0. Not a big game. We are the antithesis to the Dallas Cowboys. This round, not a big deal. It's really not. And you talk about running the ball, Sonia. I love it. Let's look at that Packers defense. 28th in the NFL in rush yards allowed. 28th. 23rd in rush yards per play. They give up 4.4 yards per play. They haven't played against Christian McCaffrey yet. See what I'm saying? Oh, whew. Get me going, man. Ed, he says, here we go. Mooney. He will shut down. Oh, yeah, there we go. Mooney Ward. We're talking about Mooney Ward shutting down the Green Bay receivers. They do have some great young wide receivers. There's no doubt about that. They're fun. They are a fun group. Jalen Reed's my biggest fear. One, because he plays in the slot the most. That slot fade, he runs well. I remember him at Michigan State. It's a big deal. So, like, yeah, they're good. I see people telling me about DeVito. I love the fact that somebody named Vince Mansueto was the one that reminded me of the Italian guy named DeVito. You stay on brand, Vince. I freaking love you, man. You are the absolute best. Ed says, sorry, Green Bay, but that was your Super Bowl. I think so, too. And they're about to run into a buzzsaw. I really do believe that. Aaron, Packers fans seem pretty confident they could shut down Purdy with their fans. Have been screaming to fire their DC. Yeah, Joe Barry, are you kidding me? One, his very first coaching job was with the Niners, like back in like 2000. Not a Joe Barry fan. Not at all. Like, you want turnovers and you want to limit big plays. That's what when Wilkes came in here, he said, there's two things we're going to do. We're going to limit explosives and we're going to cause turnovers. Joe Barry does the exact opposite. They have the second fewest interceptions in the NFL as a defense. They give up the second most explosive pass plays in the entire NFL. Second most. 20 plus pass yard plays. They give up the second most. I think that was Akash where I saw that posted. I want to give credit to him. He's the best, man. One of the best Twitter followers out there. Great dude, anyway. But yeah, it was Akash. There we go. I see it in my notes. Second most explosive pass plays. Yeah, Shanahan, I'm sorry, man. And I like Packers fans. You know, Mark, he says they're delusional. Every fan base is delusional. Maybe I'm delusional, right? That's the thing about crazy. You don't know you're crazy. We're called fanatics, right? That's what fans are, fanatics. I'm a fanatic. I'm not an insider. I'm not a reporter. I don't want to be those things. I want to be a fan. And sometimes I want to be a little crazy. Maybe I'm crazy right now talking about how the Niners have nothing to worry about. But I'm telling you right now, I'll say this. I go to the draft most years. We'll be throwing a huge draft party in Detroit this year. That's going to be awesome. We're going to have some players out. Day one, day two draft party. We're setting up the details for that in April. So if you're making your plans coming out, we got you. Exclusive Niner party, you know, food, drinks, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be great. Former, current players we're going to have out, do some signings and stuff like that. Going to be a lot of fun in April. But Packers fans usually are pretty chill at the draft. By far, one of the like most chill fan bases out there. But yeah, there's some crazy ones. I've had some Packers fans show up in my mentions, and that's okay. I ain't got no problem with that. I'm a big boy. I love the arguing. I love the banter. I will always talk trash. I don't give a damn. But I can take it whenever my team loses too. So like, I'm not just going to turn my social media off and disappear. That's coward behavior. Try to find a Cowboys fan out there right now. No, they've already turned just rooting for the Lakers or the Celtics, right? Or LeBron, wherever he is. And rough week for Cowboys fans. They lost Nick Saban, too. And so maybe they're watching the Yankees. I don't know. They're doing something like that. The Yankees ain't even good no more. But anyway, Ed, Brandon Ayuk will be open all game. It's up for Debo. I can see it now to set up CMC running the ball. Pick your poison. It's not a quality defense. It's not by metric, by personnel. Do they have some good players? Yeah, they do. Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, Kenny Clark, I think is probably their best defensive player, along with Jaire Alexander. Like, they've got guys, but zero Pro Bowlers. Zero. One of four teams, but they are solid throughout. They've got good depth throughout. Like, they're a good team. They're not the 49ers. That's the difference. Yeah, Shanahan will put Barry in a blender. I think so, too. Kyle Shanahan, 6-3 postseason record. Did you guys know that Kyle Shanahan has more postseason wins than Harbaugh did already? That's pretty damn good. Now, I wonder, let me pull up Matt LaFleur. I want to see what his postseason record is, if that even pulls up. Come on, man. How are you not going to show me his postseason record? That's ridiculous. Really? That's terrible. Well, I'm trying to see it, but it's not pulling up. Coaching results. It's not showing. It's showing as simple. Oh, here we go. Playoff. Yeah, there we go. They're 3-3. So Shanahan 6-3. LaFleur is 3-3. So there you go. No wins against us, though. What's up, Daryl? You are awesome. Right here. Actually, I said Joe Barry's job got easier when he realized all Dallas runs are slants. They do triple slants, man. That was the pick six. It was going to happen sooner or later. Right here. Sonia, and I better not hear one team complain about scheduling. 49ers were the most unrested team in the season, and you got to earn it. The NFL, I love the new playoff format because it rewards the number one seed and number two seed. It punishes the lower end seeds, and that's the way it should be. You should have a harder trek. You didn't earn it. Niners earned it. I have no problem with that at all. John, is the hashtag CC crew excited as much as us? This is the best way it could have went. It couldn't do better. This is it, man. This is exactly what you wanted. You wanted the one seed playing the seventh seed on a short week, traveling like crazy. Yes. Corey, what's up, man? He says, John, their defense is not that good. It's really, really not. It's not at all. Look at this. Portola 45, fly for business to Florida several times a year from the West Coast. It is draining. It wears you out, man. No doubt about that. Absolutely love it. And so, you know, if I want to look at just, again, let's look at the Packers. What do they do well? They're the number six offense DVOA, 27 defense, 31st special teams out of 32 teams. What are the 49ers? Second in offense, eighth on defense, and 25th on special teams. We're even better than them on special teams. In fact, probably one of the biggest, like, what moments I had today, 49ers special teams assistant Matt Harper got asked to interview for a special teams coordinator job with the Giants. He's our assistant special teams coach, which our special team sucks. It's terrible. You want to watch me get mad? You go watch on Patreon or the 49ersrush.com. You'll see me like flip out whenever I watch special teams. It is so poorly coached. Now, I don't know how much that Matt Harper, but I hope he gets a job. I'm rooting for him, all those things. But, man, our special teams is dog trash. It's not as bad as the freaking Packers. It's not as bad as the Packers. That's crazy to me. That he got. I love it, and I want good things to happen. No doubt about it, but yikes. Yikes. Now, I will say this, and I am excited about this. We have our Jerry Rice hangout this Wednesday. It's going to be Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. We're going to talk about the matchup, all kinds of things. 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's already been posted on our Patreon channel and on the 49ersrush.com. This is the number one way to support the show, by the way. You go sign up, 7-day free trial on both those. Sign up, come hang out, have a good time. Our bets of the week, all those things get put up there, which we didn't have the best week because I thought there were going to be low-scoring games with the weather and stuff. The Texans and the Packers blowouts didn't see, even though I picked both those teams. But, yeah, we didn't have the best week. We did nail the Rams. We got the Rams plus 4.5, which we got that covered. And, you know, if the game is just within two touchdowns tonight, we'll get another bet covered. But overall, we did lose this week, which I hate to say. But we've got some more stuff coming your way, which I'm excited about. Right here. Uh-oh. Raul, we'll just copy the blueprint the Ravens did on you guys Christmas Day. Go, Pat, go. I love it, man. Talk your trash, Raul. The only problem is your safeties are not like their safeties, and your defense is not like their defense. But I like it, and if you guys could tip 7 balls, that would be huge for you guys to get turnovers, which you're the second worst team in the NFL at. So that's trouble on top of that. But I like your philosophy, and if I was Joe Barry, I would completely give up my entire defensive scheme as well and try to adopt something else because his scheme hasn't worked. So I do like it. Raul, I think you're onto something there, man. I really, really do. Right here, Gregus, Isaiah McDuffie, Jair Alexander, Quay Walker, all going to be questionable in this game too. Jair's the big one. How bad he got hurt with that ankle. They took his helmet away. We'll see. We'll see. But I do like people talking trash, man. That is awesome. Right here, Akshay, how do you feel about the potential rain on Saturday? Not great. Less rain, the better. But you look at the weather. It's not supposed to be, like, terrible. 10 to 15 mile an hour wind. That's Santa Clara. That's not extreme. Little bit of rain. But, you know, depending on which site you're looking at, it doesn't look like it's going to be substantial at all. Really, really doesn't bother me. And RTP, thank you. Welcome back, George Odom. Immediate special teams boost. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. What's up, Josh? Jair is overrated when he plays us. There you go. We'll kind of see what that looks like. Because yeah, I mean, they're not going to be healthy. They can't be healthy. They just can't. Not 6 days travel, banged up. I hope they are, because it'd be, you know, more fun. I want them at their best. And even if they are at their best, like, look, the spread is 10 points, guys. They opened as 10-point dogs. 9.5 on some spots, 10 on some others. I'm pounding. The 49ers going to cover that spread. The 49ers covered a 10-point spread 11 times this season. They have won 11 games this year by more than 10 points. And if you want to bet, here's how you do it. You know sports, and you pick winners all the time. So why not get paid for them at MyBookie? MyBookie has the biggest online selection of odds, contests, for all your sporting and betting needs anytime, anywhere. You bet on NFL, NCAA, or, this is pretty fun, I love this, you can bet for the fences by on the all-new money bag. So what happens is, you go, it's a one-of-a-kind type of opportunity. You just place your bet, spin the wheel, and you get ready to score epic odds on teams, athletes, events, all those things. It just increases those. So it's like a bonus spin to give you even better payouts and better odds, better chances to win. All you got to do is sign up for free today. Use promo code 49ERS or scan the QR code next to me, and you can claim a deposit match of any amount up to $1,000. Again, that's promo code 49ERS to claim your deposit bonus. It's not just a sports book. It's a community. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. There we go. And right here, Gregus, he says, John, just discovered your channel. Good show. 27-18. I like that. 49ers for the win. Got the 9-point win there. What's up, Gregus? Glad to have you here with us. And let me know if you got any questions and stuff. And if this is your first time, hit that subscription button. If you're listening on audio, I want to say thank you. The downloads, that is the number, like, anything helps. And we really appreciate you guys. And so back to, you know, let's wrap this show up. We got playoff football today, which I'm excited. Right after this, I'm going to go break down some film and get those posted on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. But listen to me say this. You know, the title of the show, 49ers versus Packers, no fear. And again, you all, I always hear people, I'm scared of this. I'm scared of that team. A lot of people were scared of the Rams. Yeah, did you just see what that was? A lot of people are scared of the Packers now because Jordan Love has a good game. Look, the no fear thing has nothing to do with the Packers. The reason why I'm not scared and I'm so confident, this is one of the best 49ers teams in the history of this amazing franchise. This team is up there with 1989 teams, 1994 teams, amazing teams that have been built. Now, those teams finished it off. Can the 49ers do that? That's a legitimate question. That's a little legitimate concern. But if we're just looking at, like, man, you post your rosters compared to what the rest of the NFL has right now, this team is it. They just got to go do their thing. That's why I'm not scared of the Packers. I don't give a damn what they do. We do. If the 49ers do the 49ers, the Packers are going to be blown out by 17 plus. That's just what the reality of the situation. They cannot compete if the 49ers play themselves, play the way they're supposed to play. Now, I forget, Raul, I think his name was, said, oh, we're just going to adopt, you know, the game plan that the Ravens did. Great. You got to have a crazy mobile quarterback. Jordan Love's pretty mobile, and he's got to have the best game of his career, and you're going to have to tip, what, 7 passes or whatever, and get 5 of them deflected to you. We'll see. We'll see. So I don't give a damn who the hell we're playing. Don't care. The 49ers are the better team. And I think the 49ers will show that. So enjoy this week. We got a lot of content. We got our, you know, Patreon breakdowns. We've got our bets. We've got our Zoom hangout on Wednesday. Hopefully you come out. Hopefully you come out for the tailgate. 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Go check that out. But until next time, we're going to be live with Wayne tomorrow. You know what? It's going to be crazy. Until then, stay strong, faithful.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.